Superintendent Rushell, too, it was interesting in talking about the idea of upgrading technology. First of all, it's not something you do once a year. Now, you're going to do some upgrades next year that are going to cost around $200,000, but that's not a one-year effort. It's actually built on a foundation. So first of all, what needs to be done for next year? Because you're talking about getting a much higher capacity network, for one thing.
Well, it's time for us to upgrade our server. You know, we have, you know, our network was put in place several years ago, and like any piece of equipment, things wear out and things need to be expanded. And we know with technology, we're not seeing a decreasing need, but a greater need. And so to make it real simple, when we talk about tech and we're talking about internet access and things of that nature, we're talking about something, it's a pipeline. Now, whether that pipeline is actually something that you can see through a wire or it's in a cloud, it's still a pipeline. And so we're constantly looking at how do we expand that pipe to make it bigger so that more people can get through. Because if it's a small pipeline, things begin to freeze, and then people say things aren't working. Well, they're not working because they can't get through the pipe. So what we're going to do is we're going to expand the access points for our wireless network, because everything is going wireless, especially throughout the district. But in particular, we are ramping up our accessibility tenfold. And we will make sure that every classroom, grades 7 through 12, will have the equivalent of 30 access points within a room, which means it will be an automatic stream. You can have 30 units, 30 mobile devices, 30 devices needing the internet, eating wireless service of some kind in a room. They're all going on at that time, and each one will have a finger in that web so that there are 30 points. Right now, perhaps we have 20. Well, if you have 25 individuals trying to get through a place for 20, it slows it down, and then we have freezes and things of that nature. We're going to make that work. And the reason for that is, Jim, is that beginning in the fall, at grades 7 through 12, we're going to permit personal PIDs, I believe it's called, personal internet devices, I think is the correct acronym, and someone can correct me if I'm wrong on that. But the point is, if a student is using a particular laptop at home and wants to bring his laptop into the classroom so he or she can take notes or start and have a paper on there or whatever, we're going to make that available to students. There'll be some restrictions on that and some, you know, caveats, and we'll bring that forward to our students and to our parents as time goes forward. But it is the 21st century, and we are very much in tune to our phones that can do more than anyone could ever imagine 5 years ago. There are various kinds of mobile tech available, and we're looking at and seeing how this mobile tech can improve education and improve students' availability to interact and integrate. So it's important that we permit that beginning next year. Now, that said, there'll be some limitations, as is anything. As far as supports, we will have a definite platform that the district supports, and we'll work out, you know, we'll work with various groups to see that you can have that, and we'll have those kinds of technicians on board. But I want to assure anybody that if you bring in a different type of platform and for whatever reason it breaks down, class won't stop, and they will have, students will have accessibility to an integrated platform available at any time so that classroom will go on. Your child won't be penalized because you happen to bring in, I'm going to make this up, you brought in your Galaxy, but the supported platform happens to be HP. Well, my Galaxy goes down, all right, I will have something else available in the room that will enable me to do what the rest of the class is doing. But in the same token, if I would rather not use what the class, you know, what's available here in the classroom, I'd rather use my own device and I have everything downloaded on my own, I can go ahead and do that. It's seamless because that's where the world is. And whether that is a novel or a textbook or a word processor, so be it. But what is it that you use that makes it best for you to learn? We are always going to work very closely to make sure that we have one-to-one accessibility Now, it's different than a one-to-one initiative where we're actually purchasing a unit and giving you a unit. But within the classrooms and within our buildings, we're working very hard and very diligently to get to one-to-one accessibility. No class will ever be in a position where there are 30 children, but only 15 have whatever it is. If we are working in a certain particular format, then we want to make sure that all of our children in that classroom have that format, so we're all working from the same platform.
You're looking around, was it about $200,000?
That's for our network upgrade.
The network upgrade. This is not anything else.
No, it's network upgrade. It needs to be done. It was done about 3 years ago. And then what we're going to do from this point forward is work incrementally. So rather than wait every 3 years to have a massive upgrade and a major expenditure of funds, hopefully what we can do from this point forward, we're at a place now, we're stable enough with our network that we can do some incremental upgrades as we go by, and there won't be such a larger amount of expenditure at one time.